This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Update for November 18, 2020. Fascinating time in business. We'll go through about eight quick items. First, some of the big retailers, Target, Walmart, Home Depot, had exceptional quarters, doing great. First, Target sales jumped 20%. Both same-store sales went up significantly, and e-commerce sales rose 155% in the quarter. Total sales grew to nearly $23 billion for the quarter. Second, Walmart. Walmart's a totally different size vehicle than Target. Walmart sales grew 5.2% in the third quarter. Their total sales for the third quarter, $135 billion. E-commerce grew 79%, and same-store sales grew by 6.4%. Sort of fascinating to see the size difference between a Walmart and a Target. Third, Pfizer's vaccine is now done with its tabulating its results. Shows itself to be 95% effective. They show the only serious side effect was fatigue in some of the volunteers. About 2% of the people showed 2% of the people showed serious fatigue. About 5% of the people it didn't work for, and that means they actually got COVID, notwithstanding the vaccine, is how the stats sort of work. The Pfizer vaccine requires two doses. It's not effective until after 30 days. And what you'll see in terms of the Pfizer vaccine is it's more of a going to be a lot of work and logistics to get out. They think they'll be able to vaccinate 25 million people worldwide in December. Not sure how many will be in the U.S. versus not. Fourth issue on COVID, we are seeing huge numbers of increases in positive tests. Positive tests are ranging about 10%, which is high. Means 100 people are tested, 10 people have it. Also, record hospitalizations. The only good news is that the doctors are finding they're getting better at treating COVID, so the mortality rates are not as bad as they were, though still very, very challenging. Fifth item of the day, Costco same-store sales continue to surge. Costco, like Walmart and Target, having a great quarter and year. Their same-store sales jumped 14.4%, and e-commerce grew 91%. Costco, by size, has 800 stores worldwide. They're also doing better internationally than either Walmart or some of the other chains. Couple other big subscription notices. Netflix grew to 193 million members. Terrific growth this year, of course, under the pandemic. Peloton, similarly, had great growth this year. So those are stories six and seven. Peloton grew to now have 3.1 million members. It added 500,000 members this last quarter. The CEO says that his big, big long-term goal, his BHAG, he calls it, is to reach 100 million members in 15 years. Seems like a long shot, but they are having great growth. Final item of the day that goes in the same category as Target and Walmart and Costco, Home Depot sales rose to $33.5 billion. They are also having a great year. Year-over-year sales rose 23%. And this sort of shows people are spending more and more money in their homes, those kinds of things, less and less money at restaurants, of course, on fitness memberships and so forth. So money has shifted to the Home Depots, the Costco's, e-commerce type things, obviously the Amazons and so forth, and shifted away from restaurants, hospitality, travel, and so forth. But a fascinating sort of tale of two cities again. Thank you for listening to the Becker Business State Update, November 18th, 2020. Also listen to the Becker Podcast, Scott Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled to be recording a great number with regular great guests. Thank you very much for joining us.